This is the second meeting of the Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission, and I'd like to start with a pledge of allegiance, so if we could all rise. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to inform everyone that if you would like to address us during the public comment session section, that there are request to speak forms outside that you can fill out and give to me. I'd also like to note that we have a court reporter today, Mary, and she has requested that we each speak one at a time, as we're accustomed to doing, so that she can be sure to take an accurate record. If I could now begin with the roll call. Vice Chair Freeman.
Here.
Vice Chair Herrera.
Here.
Commissioner McNulty.
Here.
Commissioner Sturtz.
Here.
We have a quorum. I'd like to recognize as well that Assistant Attorney General Chris Munns is over here, and he's acting as counsel today for us. And Jim Barton is on a business trip, so couldn't make it. But Chris is from the Solicitor General's Division, same area as Jim. So thanks for joining us, Chris. This brings us to item two of the agenda, the minutes. So some revised meeting minutes from the February 24th meeting were distributed. Did everyone have a chance to review those? Yes.
Chairman, I have one change. On page two, third paragraph from the bottom, I think this was a change I noticed last time. I believe it's Mr. Sturtz asked that question.
Okay.
That was the one thing I had.
Would you mind repeating that, just because I just found it?
Sure. The second page, third paragraph from the bottom, it begins, Mr. Freeman asked.
No, it's Sturtz.
Sturtz.
Okay. Any other corrections?
I think I had one or two. I just need to find them. In paragraph 4 on page 1, Secretary Bennett explained that 5